Silver Fox. How's Mike Plur today?
I'm doing great, guys.
Catch us bagging on you the way in, right? Too,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. I just want to make sure.
I caught a little bit of it, and I'm not so sure I can't talk you guys into...
Oh.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, look, his microphone doesn't work anymore.
How about that?
Happened.
No, what's up, Mike? What is going on?
Well, we got Polar Plunge coming up in March. It'll be Saturday, March 14th. That's a charity thing for Special Olympics of Michigan. That's dear to the law enforcement community's heart. So we're going to cut a big old hole in Little Trout Lake and jump in it.
Again. How many years has this been going on?
This will be the fifth year. It'll be my fourth plunge.
So what was it that convinced you to take the plunge?
Puns are intended.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a charity thing. Like I say, Special Olympics is dear to the law enforcement community's heart. We have the torch run and we do a lot of different things. In fact, actually, we do barbecues and we're raising funds.
We're
all
in
long.
On the barbecue thing. Yeah, okay. We'll do that one. Yeah,
We'll call you for that one because it is a good time. In fact, Mike James and Randy Fogerberg over at Camp Kuzno just did a big old rib cook-off. And excuse me, I haven't had Randy Fogerberg's ribs, but I've had Mike James's ribs, and I don't have the words in the English language to describe how good they are.
Stick around with us; we'll share them. Anyway, but back to what's happening here in March, because this is really a great opportunity to laugh at some people you love, have a good time. How does it work as a fundraiser, Mike?
Well, what it works, you donate to the plungers. Plungers are looking to get pledges, and you know, hoping people will donate for me to actually jump in the water. It's very similar to people running. Walking, whatever, you know, you get
bowl-a-thons,
pledges. Bowl-a-thons. You get pledges for that. And last year we had about, I think we had about 30 plungers, believe it or not. But the way it works during the day, all the plungers have to have a costume.
Oh, boy.
And we'll talk a little bit as we go along, if you guys got time, about the costumes that I have been privileged to wear.
No, boy. Yeah, I think we should do that. Yeah.
That might be best suited for, the next song is playing.
Well, no, it is a family show. It's great for the kids. A lot of kids come out. But everybody plunges one at a time, and I'm the MC, so I introduce all the plungers, and then they go and they run and they jump or they cartwheel or they do whatever they need to do to get in the water.
How long are they in?
You're in for maybe 30 seconds. I mean, you go in, you jump in, you're gonna get completely wet. Your head's gonna go under. Then you come up and you go, wow.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow.
Invigorated,
among other words,
amongst other colorful phrases.
And then of course they have a ladder there, so you climb out and you're done out of the water, but you're not done being cold.
Good call. Now, for those that don't know, Little Trout Lake is where?
It's at K.I. Sawyer, and there'll be plenty of signs out, plenty of arrows out there, and we partner with Tailwinds Restaurant, so we start at Tailwinds. There's the costume parade and introduction. That's where you register. And like I said, the kids are, we encourage you to bring out the kids. It's just a hoot. The kids have a ball. And then we go out to the lake and we plunge and we come back. And then there's a dinner. And there's all kinds of many raffles, all area businesses from all over the county, Marquette County, Berrigan County, Alger County donate. And we raffle. And it's just a fun day. It's over, usually over by about 3:30.